When Hurricane Charley hit Florida last weekend, more than 10,000 people were left homeless. Some 100,000 still don't have electricity. Charley is second only to 1992's Hurricane Andrew in the devastation it caused. Essayist and native Floridian Diane Roberts considers the power of storms to leave us utterly powerless.
Flood, fire, winds come, pulling the earth from beneath your feet, turning your house to ash or splinters, snatching you up and throwing you down in a landscape you no longer recognize, though you know it's home. No matter how smart and inventive and advanced we are, nature always wins. Yet we are somehow still surprised. The southwestern coast of Florida is green with mangrove swamps and green with golf courses. A hurricane hadn't hit there for 100 years. 100 years feels safe, as if hurricanes had learned to go elsewhere, as if hurricanes had just forgotten the warm waters of the lower Gulf. Charley was supposed to hit downtown Tampa, so 1 million people drove east on I-4, heading for Orlando and all those magic kingdoms inland where no bad thing could ever happen. But Charley sprang up far south of Tampa, spinning like a great gray saw blade, growing bigger and faster and crueler by the mile, cutting a new channel through North Captiva Island, raising sharp-tipped waves in San Carlos Bay and Matlacha Pass, grinding its way up Charlotte Harbor to Punta Gorda at the mouth of the Peace River. And it kept coming, not slowing down, but crashing across the middle of the state to roil the waters of Lake Okeechobee and knock down the neon signs of old motels in Winter Haven. In Orlando, reality forced Cinderella's castle to shut. There's no safe place in Florida. My family lives 35 miles from the Gulf Coast. That didn't stop Hurricane Donna or Hurricane Opal or Hurricane Kate from coming our way. We have seen iron lawn chairs whirling 20 feet in the air like Dorothy's house on its way to Oz, and trees turned upside down, roots in the air like branches, branches on the ground like roots. We willfully forget storm season. The warmth and brightness that so often prevail make us drowsy with comfort. We are prepared to roll the dice, park a house trailer near the beautiful beach, move to a thin-walled condo looking west over water that shines turquoise all the way to Mexico. If we thought too hard about it, maybe we'd know better than to believe in paradise.
Diane Roberts grew up in Tallahassee, Florida.